Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Michael, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, doing wonderful too. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. We really appreciate your time. So what we wanted to do was just to get to know more about you and your experience with CyberBacker. But before we do, how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker, Michael?
Oh, that's a great question. I think we started in October or November of last year. 2020. November.
Gotcha. So a little less than six months around that number, right?
Yep. You're right.
All right. So what is this your first time to work with someone virtual though?
Yes, it was. And it was challenging for me, to be honest with you. And I don't mean challenging because of CyberBackers, just challenging and having to change my mindset from having someone who's literally right behind me to switching to someone who's virtual.
Okay. But how did you find out about virtual leverage in the first place?
Well, first off, I believe it was from, I know it was from a Keller Williams, because I'm a Keller Williams agent. It was a Keller Williams, it was like, Megacamp. So it was August of last year, mega camp that I went to. And, but on top of that, as I was asking, you know, kind of getting more questions from people who are also in our brokerage, there was a team that was already using CyberBackers. In fact, they didn't have but one, but they had three CyberBackers.
Wow.
And so I really, well, first off was leery, you know, somebody I don't know, I can never see them. They're not here. They're overseas or kind of thing. But the more I talked with them, they talk about their great experiences and stuff. So I was like, I'll do it. Let's roll the dice.
So through MegaCamp, one of the KW events, of course, every year. Now, you've been working with your CyberBacker for a while, and for a few months, I mean. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker. What's it like doing that every day?
Well, I can say that, once again, it was a learning curve for me, but it wasn't because of CyberBackers. It was because I was having to change my mindset. So my CyberBacker that I have now is Joe, and she is phenomenal. Joe has, it's very rare that you find a person like Joe is who goes above and beyond. She's always trying to learn more on how she can be a better asset to the team. And she's, when I say team, because I just launched the team like 3 weeks ago. And when I first brought on CyberBackers, it was my plan to have a team down the road, like in, you know, 6 months later or something like that. And so, and I really could not be doing this, launching a team without CyberBackers, without Joe. She's absolutely, like I said, once again, just phenomenal.
Phenomenal partner right there. So before you even got to work with CyberBacker, though, of course, you had to list down a few things that you would want your CyberBacker to help you with. So what were these tasks that you had in mind back then?
I've been a solo agent for 6 years prior to having a CyberBacker. And I had an assistant for like an actual person who was here with me for right before 4 months before I actually had a CyberBacker. And prior to that, though, it was just me. I did everything. I did the marketing. I did the data research. I did the contracts. I did everything myself. And I really, you know, I want to be more successful. And the more I started going to these mega camps type stuff and family reunions and reading books and stuff, and they're all like, look, if you want to be more successful, if you want to, you know, make more money, then you have to leverage. You have to find people who can do things that you also can do, but it doesn't make a difference if you do them. If you're doing them, you're not doing things that make you more money. So that's when I started getting into, you know, this. I've got to do this. I've got to grow. So I need someone else's help. And so, yeah, that I was working till 2 o'clock at night or 2 a.m., in the morning, didn't getting stuff done because I also have a family. I mean, I have a wife and three kids and other obligations with my church and stuff too. So I was just working ridiculously late hours, and it was literally killing me. I had to step aside and grow.
Gosh, and imagine now you have someone that you can trust to make sure that that doesn't happen anymore. So can you compare that now, right, working with Cyberbagger to what you did before?
With Joe's help, and she has been tremendous. So I have launched my team 3 weeks ago. I now have 3 full-time buyer's agents. So I went from 0 to 3, like basically overnight. And Joe, and when I pitch this or I tell people, I don't say that she's my assistant. Joe is known as the team's concierge, and that's what we call it. And she assistant for everyone. And so it's been just a true success in having her do that, because it's making everyone else look good.
Imagine you've only been working with her for a few months now. Imagine what else you could do, let's say, in a year's time, right? That's the exciting part.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we're still learning each other. She's still learning, like graphic-wise, what colors I do and do not like. And at the same time, I'm growing as a brand as well. So setting up my brand guidelines, and as you know, there's always things that have been inherently to me that I was doing stuff like, oh, I like that, but I never really put thought to it. But now I'm having to, you know, pace myself out. When she'd do an ad, and I go, I don't like that. She'd go, why? Well, it needs to have more contrast. She's like, making a note needs more contrast. Like, so, and then the next ad that she did had more contrast in it. So it's a learning process, but absolutely. I'm looking forward to where the team will be by the end of this year and where we're all be growing the team.
Yeah. That's something exciting to look forward to, especially only the start of the partnership. Again, let's see what happens. Yeah. Maybe in the next few months we can get you back here, talk to you more about that. But for now, though, what else did Joe do for you in the business, though?
So she, I already talked about, she does marketing stuff for us. She also does contract to close. She prepares, so that, break that down, a contract and close. That means she prepares listing agreements. I have a particular set of ways that I want my listings prepared. So it's gathering tax cards and FEMA maps and all kinds of stuff and putting it in an order that I can review myself before I go on a listing appointment. She also preps the contract. So I always prepare to win. So I want to go into the listing appointment knowing that they're going to sign on the dotted line. So she already has those documents prepared for me. And then same thing for buyer side too. Before we go into going to properties over the weekend or something like that, those properties need to have disclosures dropped in the folders so we can look at those, review those before we go out. Joe also reaches out to when we get leads in. So like last night, for instance, in fact, she's just about to, she started. But last night from an ad campaign that I just started, we got 4 leads in last night. So I have no doubt while we're talking now, she's reaching out to those leads and then going to be transferring them to buyer's agents so they can work those leads and get things going. That is a true big thing as far as like the concierge portion for my agents, because, sometimes you have people give bogus numbers and they're just giving information out to do that. And so by her calling them, and then if it goes, makes the, you have called the wrong number or this line has been disconnected, whatever, she can save time for the buyer's agents to have to make that same exact thing. And she immediately takes notes. Then she adds all that stuff in the follow-up boss, makes notes, and goes from there. So in fact, we recently, as of I think yesterday, implemented a new management software.
Oh, wow.
Where Joe and I are working together, and it's just for us. It's not for the team. So we can track our task. So we can say, okay, where's our goal for the year? Where's our goal for this week? And that way I'm kind of all on the same page as well. So, but yeah, there's some stuff that I look forward to, adding a little bit more to her plate, cause I know that she can do it, but right now we're just working on mastering what we're doing now.
Gosh, just seems to be you're already creating your own systems with your Cyberbagger as well, processes.
Absolutely.
And just strengthening the bond that you now have. That's the exciting part. It's only in the early stages of the partnership.
Yeah.
Now, one last question while I still have you here. What's been the biggest impact of working with Joe so far in the past few months?
The biggest impact has been building of trust. First off, never really ever literally met in person. I've worked with people before who don't take feedback well, where they take it personally, and she doesn't take it personally. She's like, oh, okay, great. All right, well, I'll work on that and I'll change that. Or I'll work hard to get that fixed for next time. And we all make mistakes. I make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. So having someone who can take that constructive criticism and get better.
Now you already have a partner that you can trust to make sure that things are really happening in the background while you focus on the things that matter the most to the business, of course. Now, before we go, I forgot to tell you,
right,
Joe's going to be able to listen and watch this. So would you want to give her a quick message or a special shout out on the show?
Oh, absolutely. Joe, you're doing a great job. I know that you are excited as well as I'm excited about you being on the ground level floor of building our team. And I look forward for you to be the influence on maybe future other cyber backers who are going to come onto the team, and you're going to be encouragement to them.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Michael, thank you very much for giving us your time here today. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you. Right back to you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.